today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Thursday, is the 15th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Salam and peace to these verses of the Holy Quran. Chapter Al-Waqi'ah. Verses 17-21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون.
There will circulate among them young boys made eternal.
بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين.
With vessels, pitchers, and a cup of wine from a flowing spring.
لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون.
No headache will they have therefrom, nor will they be intoxicated.
وفاكهة مما يتخيرون.
And fruit of what they select.
ولحم طير مما يشتهون.
And the meat of fowl from whatever they desire.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
That the people of paradise reclining on those magnificent thrones are in a safe place, around whom boys and youth of fair face and good character, possessing utmost beauty, move. They were originally created in paradise and are immortal. They serve the people of paradise with jugs and glasses, with or without handle, namely all kinds of vessels. The people of paradise drink from bowls filled with the wine of paradise and pure water, which may allude to the water of springs flowing in paradise. Such wine causes neither headache nor intoxication.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Paradise in the View of Islam. That is the title of this part. Paradise is the dwelling place for the obedient believers of Allah in the hereafter. Indeed, Allah has described for us life in paradise by saying, surely the paradise which He created for His obedient servants is as wide as the width of the heavens and the earth. In it there will be trees and fruits, of which their abundance will not be curtailed, springs flowing with delicious liquids such as nectar and ginger, rivers flowing with pure sweet water, honey and milk, different kinds of food and meats which mankind likes and enjoys. There will exist everything which the believers desire, including beautiful sights and views that are comforting to the hearts. Their dwellings will be beautiful, great palaces and elegant mansions, furnished with exquisite carpet with various decorations.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host Ali and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, al-Jannah. Alam Majlisi and one of his students, that is Sayyidina Ni'matullah al-Jazari, have appealed to a hadith from Imam Radha alayhi salam to show that the states of the afterlife should be measured with those of the world, with those of this world. They maintain that this doctrine implies the corporeality of the heaven. In response to a question by Imran al-Sabi and as an argument for the invisibility of God for human beings in the heaven, Imam Radha alayhi salam said that one can argue for what happens in the heaven only by what happens in this world. According to the interpretation of Allama al-Majlisi and his student Sayyid al-Jazairi, this implies the principle that the states of the afterlife should be measured with those of this world. So let's not actually dive into this theological arguments that is quite a lengthy discussion, but just let's refer to one of these discussion, and inshallah we shall skip this discussion to go and listen and talk about the characteristics of the abiders and residents of the heaven.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Pleasures of paradise, free from all impurities. From among the pleasures of paradise, we can name being free from all impurities. Paradise is free from all impurities of this world. Eating and drinking in this life results in the need for exertion and its associated unpleasant odors. If a person drinks wine in this world, he loses his mind. Women in this world menstruate and give birth, which are sources of pain and hurt. Paradise is free from all of these discomforts. Its people will not suffer. The water of paradise does not become brackish and its milk never changes in flavor. The Prophet answered the person when they asked how the people of paradise will relieve themselves. They relieve themselves by perspiring through their skins, and its fragrance will be that of musk, and all stomachs will have become lean. One lesson for achieving paradise is recognizing your blessings. Realize all the blessings Allah is giving you right now, even one glass of water. Increase in saying Alhamdulillah. The dwellers of hell will call out to the dwellers of paradise, throw down some water to us or some of what Allah has provided you with. They will say, Allah has forbidden them to the disbelievers. Quran chapter 7, verse 50.
So the ni'am of al-jannah, the Quran says, أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. It is hidden from us because the mind cannot understand it. It is beyond our comprehension. This is how great al-jannah is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, He tries to give us few glimpses of al-jannah. It is beyond our imagination, but still we have a plethora of verses and ahadith where Allah and the Messenger of Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam, they try to give us an incomplete understanding of Jannah, a small glimpse, a small sense of Jannah, so we can be enticed, so we can be encouraged to seek al-Jannah. And usually our ulama, they divide the ni'am, the beauties of Jannah, into two parts: the sensual pleasures, meaning the materialistic pleasures of Jannah, النعم المادية, and then النعم المعنوية, the spiritual pleasures of al-Jannah. The Quran tells us two general laws and rules about the ni'am of al-Jannah. The first law of al-Jannah, memorize it. The Holy Quran says about Jannah, when many people used to ask the Holy Prophet, what do we have in Jannah? I want this, I want that, I crave this, I crave that. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us a general law and rule of al-Jannah. The Quran tells us about Jannah, fihi aw fiha ma tashtahihi al-anfus wa taladhdhu al-a'yun. Everything that your heart desires, everything that you crave, you will find it in Jannah. So you don't even have to ask me what's in Jannah. Just want it, just think about it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want. Maybe someone here in the Quran, and I'll speak about this in a few nights, Allah doesn't mention the new pleasures of Jannah. For example, a young person may come and tell me, can I have a Lamborghini in Jannah? Or better yet, can I have, for example, a Bugatti in Jannah? The Quran says, مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْعَيْنُ. If you crave it, if you want it, you will have it. Maybe I want to be a mermaid that swims in the oceans and the rivers of Jannah. Can I have that? Yes. Maybe I want to be SpongeBob and live like him in the ocean. Whatever you want in Jannah, even if it's silly, even if it's wild, it's crazy, you can have it.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.